Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
It seems like we've been talking about TPP a lot lately. The Trans-Pacific Partnership stalled after being negotiated by the Obama administration and the agreement signed by 12 Pacific Rim countries, including the U.S. It still has to be ratified by the U.S. Congress, and that's the rub right now. According to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, he tells fellow farm broadcaster Jeff Nally from Kentucky that the attacks on the TPP during the presidential campaign have made it virtually impossible to get the trade deal through Congress before 2017. He says it looks bleak for this year. He says it's the worst trade environment as far as trade policy is concerned on Capitol Hill that he has ever seen. And he points clearly back to the presidential politics as a key for that. He does suggest that the next president could negotiate changes in the agreement. However, Darcy Vetter, who's the ag trade negotiator for the U.S. Trade Representative's Office, USTR, suggests otherwise. She says simply it can't be redone.
Renegotiation is not an option. This is an agreement with 12 countries who all made significant sacrifices and concessions and found a way that all 12 of those countries could take that package back and show the gains to their public. And so if one country decides they'd like to just tweak this area here, the others will want to tweak a different area. Or if I give you this, I'll need to take this over here. And that can quickly unravel. And so renegotiation really isn't an option. We are, however, working very closely with Congress to address some of their concerns about how some of these provisions would work.
Most agricultural groups want TPP to be ratified sooner rather than later, but it looks like it's going to be an uphill battle. Now, switching gears, let's talk about the FFA Hunger Challenge. Results announced at the just-concluded FFA convention in Oklahoma City, and the results were phenomenal, as over 200 chapters participating in Oklahoma in the Hunger Challenge. 511 animals were donated by FFA students to the Hunger Challenge. That compares to 351 animals donated a year ago. From those animals, processed 764,000 protein sticks. That's enough to supply every hungry child's backpack for 2 years. And that compares to 517,000 protein sticks a year ago. For the first time, a total of $4,800 in cash was donated through the Sense Makes Sense program that FFA instituted, and the Oklahoma Beef Council matched that money to make it $9,700. Those monies will provide some 48,000 meals to Oklahomans who are truly in need of food on a very regular basis through the regional food banks. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the Limousine and Limflex production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 7th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. Some 150 head are being sold as 101 lots, including 50 purebred and Limflex fall pairs. For more information or to receive a catalog, call 580-597-3006 or visit the website at www.hallchr.com. The number again, 580-597-3006.
That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.